Welcome, everyone, to Miracle Business Breakthrough. This is your host, Amy Yamada, and I am so excited to have you tuning into our speaker series. And I'm really excited to introduce today's featured speaker, Kelly Roach. And Kelly is a business growth coach who has helped hundreds of individuals rapidly grow their businesses and multiply their incomes. So whether starting or growing a business, you can create unparalleled success in record time with Kelly's time compression coaching skills that will help grow and build your business faster and more effectively. And the reason I'm introducing Kelly to all of you is that she is really inspiring, and she knows how to empower businesses to grow by 50 to 300% in profits year after year, and she's all about teaching you how to break records for productivity, profitability, and growth. So this is going to be a really exciting interview. So welcome, Kelly. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Amy. I'm excited to be a part of it.
Absolutely. So I would love to just jump right in, and I know we've been chatting and corresponding prior to our interview today about the theme of Miracle Business Breakthrough. I'm sure you've got lots of stories just in getting to know you and reading through some of your great information on your website. So can you just take us back in time and share with us some of your own Miracle Business Breakthroughs that you've experienced?
I would love to. And, you know, it's so funny because in getting ready to get on the phone with you today, Amy, I was really thinking back, you know, through my entrepreneurial journey and through the journey of, you know, my career growth and everything, the ups and downs and all around. And, you know, there's been so many breakthroughs and so many things that I would, you know, consider, you know, small miracles along the way that have gotten me, you know, to the level of success that I'm enjoying today. And, you know, there's so many things that I want to share. But, I mean, journeying all the way back to the beginning, I would say, one of the biggest transformations for me was the realization that just because you're a breadwinner for your family, or whether you're a, you know, a major supporter of your family and you have to continue on with your day job, that's absolutely no reason that you can't create a multi-six-figure business, you know, on the side while you continue to excel at your career. And I think for me, that was one of those things where initially maybe I was my own worst enemy. And mm-hmm. when I finally understood that I was the only thing that was saying that I couldn't have that level of success, or that I couldn't pursue my dreams while continuing to work full time, once I understood that and I really wrapped my own head around that, that's when all the success started happening really rapidly. And that's when I, you know, really saw what was possible, you know, as mm-hmm. a business owner, even while continuing as a corporate executive.
Wow. So While you're working as an executive full-time and then starting a business on the side, how did you carve out the time to do that? Because I know a lot of people will say, well, gosh, you're working long hours, and, you know, how do you do that? Like, what did you have a certain schedule that you created for yourself, or what was kind of the key to success there?
Sure. Well, I would say that I exerted a very high level of discipline. That's the best way of describing it. You know, I think that in the age of the internet, it's very easy to oversimplify, you know, the level of success that you see people having and what it took to get there. Because mm-hmm. you see people online and it looks as if it's very easy and it's being done with grace, when really behind the scenes there's so much sacrifice, there's so much discipline, there's so many years of learning and risk that's taken to get people to that point. And I think the best word I can use to sum it up is just an extreme level of discipline. Mm-hmm. And, you know, early mornings, late nights, but it was one of those things where I was willing to make that sacrifice in the short term because I knew it was going to change my life and the direction of my family, you know, for mm-hmm. the long term and for the remainder of my life. And it also forced me to become a much better business person. And I actually developed a whole series of systems. You know, you mentioned in my bio about time compression, you know, when I started my business, I was forced to become so much more productive in my job as an executive. And I actually was able to put systems and strategies in place to get way more efficient in my day job so that I could cut almost 20 hours a week off of my work week so that I could make space and time in my life to mm-hmm. both continue to excel at my job, which I loved and, you know, wanted to continue to do well with, while I was following my dreams and while I was launching and growing my business.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know, it makes me think of the popular book, The 4-Hour Work Week, you know, and for those of you who've read it, or even if you haven't read it, maybe you've heard of it, but one of the things that Tim Ferriss talks about is how much time can be wasted in the workplace. And this can translate even over into your business, right? So it's really about seeing where you might be wasting your time and cutting back. And, you know, from what you're talking about, Kelly, is that you really kind of force yourself to be super disciplined to, you know, like when you said cut 20 hours, I mean, that's pretty amazing considering, you know, the level of corporate job that you were in. And yet you were able to do that and still be super successful both in your corporate job as well as building a business. So can you expand a little bit more on that?
Yeah, well, first things first, I would say it's really important to understand that whatever pain point that you're experiencing in your life or in your business, rather than being frustrated or aggravated by it, it's very important to understand that that is a warning flag and that that is something that is calling your attention, and it's something that needs to be addressed. So, you know, for me, in order to grow into the kind of entrepreneur and business leader and business owner that I wanted to be, I needed to become better at getting results through others. I had built my career by being a sales producer, by being a manager, by being very hands-on in my role and generating exceptional results. And it got to the point where I was taking on more and more and more. And at one point I was running 17 different locations and I was traveling all over the country and, you know, trains and planes and the whole thing. And it just got out of control and I was trying to do too much. Mm-hmm. And when I realized the importance of getting results through others, and I see this in a lot of entrepreneurs where they want to keep their fists clenched so tight, you know, having control over their business or not wanting to take the risk to spend the money to get help or to hire employees or get contractors or whatever the case, and it's that's holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So whatever it is that's frustrating you, whatever it is that's the pain point, whether it's in your life or in your business, you know, instead of just forcing your way through it or trying to sweep it under the rug, really try to understand it and really see it as an opportunity to grow as a person, because your personal growth is either going to set the limit or be the catapult for your business growth. And for me, I had to make that change. I had to grow as a business leader in that way, not only to continue to excel at my full-time job, but also so that I could then go on to become an extraordinary coach for other business owners, because that was an area that so many business owners struggle with, is getting results through others. So it forced me to become strong in that area so I could then teach others to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's so interesting that you're talking about this, because I think that oftentimes when newer entrepreneurs, newer coaches are getting up and running in those first few years, there are a lot of those frustrating moments, right? And so I think that oftentimes instead of embracing the opportunity to grow, we kind of get frustrated and like, oh, this is so annoying and why is this happening, or why is it not working out the way I wanted it to? And at the same time, when you are able to work through it, and I like what you said about really trying to understand it and seeing it as something that will either limit you or catapult you. I just wrote that down because I love what you said about that, that hopefully for those of you who are listening, you see that opportunity to grow and realize that probably what you're experiencing right now, if you're in the midst of something frustrating, it's something that as you learn to overcome it, this will be part of your success, because this is exactly what you'll be teaching people, right? Or in some way, shape, or form. And or it's something that you're meant to learn for personal development purposes, right? So
absolutely. I mean, it couldn't be more true. And, you know, I think that one of the biggest things that entrepreneurs need to grasp in order to get their business, you know, into the level of success that they dream of, which, you know, most entrepreneurs, you know, that first big milestone is that 100K and then, you know, 250, and then, you know, you want to grow $1 million business. You know, you have to realize that your business can only give to you what you are willing to give to your business.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is most entrepreneurs refuse to take that next step to do what it is that really needs to be done to take their business to the next level, because of fear or because of, you know, discomfort or because of a negative experience that they had in the past or whatever the case. And it's one of those things I tell my own clients, is that you can't trick your business into growing, right? It's very mathematic. It's so scientific, and that's the beautiful thing about it. You know, your business is almost like clockwork, and there's a rhythm and there's a system, and it's very metrics-driven, even though you may not know it. Everything in your business can be broken down into a science. And so if you want to close a certain number of clients every single month, there's a mathematical equation for the activity that you need to do to make that happen. And you control that. You have all the levers and you have all the control to make that happen. But most business owners never take the step to address their frustrations and their fears and what it is that's preventing them from getting to that level that's going to unlock all the results that they're looking for and that next step that's going to take them to that next milestone that they want to achieve.
Absolutely. And so for those people who say to you, Kelly, when they say, but Kelly, I just want to provide my services for my clients. That's all I really want to do. I don't want to deal with numbers and tracking and all that businessy stuff. What do you say to those people?
Shut it down and get a job.
Right.
Because unfortunately, you know, to run a successful business, about 80% of your time needs to be dedicated to the selling and the marketing and the business operations and the finance. Only, you know, 20% of your time is typically going to be doing your craft or spent, you know, actually servicing clients. And even less of that as you build your business and as you scale, you know, to run, you know, larger teams or multiple locations. So less and less of your time is actually going to be spent on your craft as you continue to grow and build. So, you know, if that's something that you're not comfortable with, either get comfortable with it or maybe choose to be an employee where you're actually the producer or the person that does the servicing versus having to do all of the other components that come with being a business owner.
Definitely. So when you think about growing, so, you know, when most entrepreneurs, they get started, they're at the beginning doing everything on their own, and then they get to a certain point where they're really needing to gain some help, right? So at what point would you recommend that entrepreneurs hire their first employee or contract someone to support them in maybe an administrative role? What would you say would be the right time to do that?
I actually recommend that you get help in your business as soon as you are servicing clients. And the beautiful thing about the economic climate that we are in here today and the way that the world works is that you can get a contractor for an hour a week. You can start off by, you know, just paying someone simply to do a specified group of tasks, you know, every other week or once a week or a couple times a month. I mean, it's so flexible. And, you know, it's literally to the point where, you know, to get help in your business, you could skip a dinner out. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, anybody can afford to get help at some level in their business. I mean, for me, I started off just getting help an hour a week, and then I built up, and then I got multiple team members, and then I got, you know, multiple service providers in different areas of the business and, you know, build a team. I mean, you just start from where you are with what you've got. But the second that you know that there's tasks that need to be done in your business to service your clients, that if you spent that time selling and marketing, you could net more income than you would spend to pay to get help for it, that's the moment that you should be getting help.
That is really good because I know a lot of people ask that question. I mean, have you gotten that question from your clients as well? I'm sure.
Oh, all the time. So many of our calls come back to building teams and when to hire and how to hire and, you know, all of that. And luckily for me, my background is in staffing, working for a Fortune 500 firm. So, you know, I've been through so much in terms of recruiting and hiring and coaching and developing and managing people that I can, you know, walk people through that from years and years of experience and kind of help them feel a little bit more comfortable with that process because it can be a little bit scary in the beginning. You know, it's you know, the biggest investment that a lot of people make initially in their business, you know, is hiring their first person.
Definitely. So tell us a little bit more, kind of bring it back to how you went from working full-time to really cutting back on your corporate job, on your hours, and really streamlining your processes so you can start building your business. So what next breakthrough moment did that take you to in your journey?
Well, the first breakthrough was understanding that I was my own worst enemy in not loving and appreciating my job. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is so many people are so stuck in the frustration and the angst of the fact that they can't just quit and go start their business, that they either don't start it or they use it as an excuse to not build a lucrative, you know, six-figure side income, which is entirely possible with discipline. Mm-hmm. And so I think my first big breakthrough was realizing that I was my own worst enemy and that it's you are actually in a far stronger position to build a business and be successful and make it past the five-year mark if you use your day job to fund your dreams, because you have the ability to pay for marketing and help in your business and branding and social media advertising. And there's so many advantages that come with that. So I think that my first big breakthrough was that. My second big breakthrough, when I got my head around that and I was like, okay, I'm doing this and I can do this and there's no reason. People have been in far more challenging circumstances than I and mm-hmm. have done it successfully. So I'm the only person and the only thing standing in my own way. That was the first thing. The second thing was you know, really realizing that trying to do everything myself and trying to be the super employee versus, you know, the leader that I could be was what was holding me back and really preventing me from having the time that I wanted to dedicate to my business. You know, it wasn't my company's fault. It wasn't my boss's fault. It was the inefficiencies in me that was causing me to work 60-plus hours a week because I had not developed strong enough skills to get results through others to be able to pass that torch along and allow the people that were reporting to me to become exceptional leaders and grow and take on more. And when I really channeled my focus into that, I was easily able to cut back my work week down to 40 hours and then from there continue to excel in my job but have all of this extra time to be able to dedicate to my business. So I think that was the second big breakthrough. And then I think the third big breakthrough was really realizing, and I think a lot of business owners maybe struggle with this, especially if you have maybe a high-level executive background or mm-hmm. if you were never in a sales producer position, is that, you know, in the beginning of building your business, you know, you have to go back to basics. It doesn't matter how high-level you are. It does not matter what your skill level or experience is. You have to go to basics. And what I mean by that is, you know, you have to wear every hat in the business. You have to pick up the phone and you need to make those sales calls and you need to hustle. And it doesn't matter if you need to do it during your morning commute at a traffic light or whether you have to do it after the kids go to bed at night or on your lunch break. You have to hustle and you have to be willing to roll up your sleeves and get it done and mm-hmm. not think that, you know, you're going to skip over what all the other business owners and entrepreneurs had to do for 5, 10, 15 years to get from, you know, where they were to where they are today.
Right, right. So for you, what was it like to go back to basics after being so successful in your corporate job?
When I made the decision to do it and mm-hmm. I realized that was what was holding my business back from growing at the rate that was possible for me, mm-hmm. it was incredibly empowering and life-changing because mm-hmm. that is when my business really began to take off, when I went back to basics and focused on those things that I had learned back when I was, you know, 21 years old and growing business for the first time and doing sales as a rep. And right. so when I realized that, it was incredibly empowering and it was exciting because, mm-hmm. you know, I was like, oh, my God, wow, it was this easy this whole time and I was the only thing limiting my success. But right. leading up to that, it was extraordinarily frustrating because your tendency and of course, my tendency in that instance was to almost play the victim and say, you know, well, why isn't this happening? You know, I want this to be growing faster. It's not my fault. You know, I'm working full time, kind of giving myself a little bit of an excuse that, you know, I can't make sales calls. I work all day, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, there's a little bit of that storytelling going on that I'm sure we've all been through it, you know, a certain point. But once I got over that story, I was telling myself and just did it and finally ripped the Band-Aid off and did it. I was like, oh, my God, it was this easy this whole time. You
right.
know, it's crazy. But that's, you know, that's life, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It makes me think about, so one of my current clients actually shared something with me, because we all learn from each other, right? And she shared something with me that I thought, wow, that's really good. And she was relating getting things done to exercise, right? And she was saying how she had heard from a coach. This is like passed down, I'm sure, from many people. But she was saying that sometimes when you don't want to do something, we get into this overanalyzing, overthinking, like you're saying, sometimes getting in the victim mindset. And so what she was saying is that just take all the feeling and these ridiculous thoughts out of the way. Just get them out of the way and just go do it. Because, you know, it's just take the feelings and emotion out of it and just go do it. Because that's what's going to generate the results, not sitting there and overanalyzing and having a pity party, you know. So
absolutely.
I thought that was really good, you know.
It's
for me,
so
I'm thinking
true.
About, yeah, there's definitely those mornings when I'm cozy in my bed and like, oh, I should get up for my, you know, my run or my workout, and I just don't want to do it. You know, I just kind of get in this funky thought process. I think, what is my problem? I know that I want to generate results. So if I just get out there and do it, I'll feel so much better. So it relates
that's
to
what it's
as well.
All about. It, and it's very similar to exercise. So I can definitely see that because, yeah, it's like every time you get done a workout, you're like, yes, that's all great. I feel awesome. You have so much energy. But it's just the getting yourself to do it part that people struggle with. But, you know, I don't know anyone that says they feel like crap after a good workout, you know.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, so true.
Yeah.
And I have an endurance coach right now because I'm training for a couple half marathons this year. Really excited about that. And she said recently to me, she said, when you think about your day ahead of you and you think about, you know, that moment that you're going to be getting ready for bed and going to, you know, whatever your evening rituals are, she said, wouldn't it be nice to kind of think of it as having an I'm glad I did day versus I wish I had done day. You know, she's like, there's two different kinds of days. Either I'm glad that I did it or that I wish I had done it. And so if you think of that moment at the beginning of the day and say, what kind of day do I want to have? And at the end of the day, what do I want to look back on? And of course, we want to say, oh, I'm so glad I did that. So if that inspires any of you who are listening right now, then really keep that in mind, because it does take a lot of work. It does take discipline. It does take, you know, just making the decision and the commitment to do it. And Kelly, what I'm hearing from you is that really when you make those decisions and you allow yourself to be empowered by these different breakthroughs that you've been in, breakthroughs in your business, it's just been really life-changing, hasn't it?
It's so life-changing, and it absolutely impacts your relationships, your level of happiness, of course, your income, your level of success. And that's why I say, you know, your personal growth is either what's going to limit or what's going to catapult your business, because so much of it is mindset. You know, the actual growing of business, like I said, it's so scientific, it's so mathematic that if you remove the emotion and you just focus on the execution, that piece of it can be very scientific and it's pretty easy to get in place. And, you know, that's what I help people with. But it's the mindset. It's wrapping your head around what needs to be done and making the decision that absolutely you will do it. And it's not negotiable. It's this is what needs to be done, and it will be done, and
right.
just doing it.
Absolutely. Oh, it's so good. So tell me, what are you focusing on now in your business? You've shared with us some of these really great breakthroughs. I'm sure there's so many more. But I would love to know, what are you focusing on now in your business?
Sure. So, you know, in the beginning, the first couple of years, I really just focused on, you know, private one-on-one coaching. I love working directly with entrepreneurs and small business owners and their teams. I do a lot of sales consulting because sales is really, you know, account acquisition and new client generation and pricing. That's really kind of my specialization. Started off there. And then, you know, of course, over the years, as you get maxed out there, you know, really dove deep into some group programs. And so I have kind of a series of different programs. The two kind of ongoing things that I have going on are a part of an overall brand that I have called The Bridge to Freedom. And mm-hmm. in that, there's a segment that is focused on entrepreneurs that manage businesses currently that, you know, really want that time freedom and really want to put the systems and strategies in place in their business to be able to get to their financial goals without compromising their quality of life. Mm-hmm. And then the other side of the program is for executives that were very similar to myself, that are in leadership roles, that are breadwinners for their family, that want to continue to succeed and want to provide for their families through their full-time job, but want to design and launch their dream business while they're doing so. So those mm-hmm. are kind of the two legs of the group programs that I run ongoing. And then, you know, of course, we have an event coming up in May here in Westchester, so I'm excited about that. We just kind of launched that a couple of days ago here. We have, some new info products, something called 30 Days to Higher Profits. I mean, we're running on all cylinders. We have all kinds of craziness going on. So
yeah,
just having
very
fun,
exciting.
You know?
Yeah,
just having
absolutely.
Fun with it.
Absolutely. So, Kelly, a lot of our listeners are newer coaches and entrepreneurs that would love to know how to get to that first sweet spot in business of earning $10,000 each month on a consistent basis. So I'm asking each of our experts to share their top three tips that our listeners can apply right away in their businesses to work towards that goal. So what three tips can you share with our listeners today?
Well, first and foremost, I would say, you know, follow up. Frequency is the highest pulling metric in sales, meaning that, you know, if you want to close more sales faster, get more clients paying you, mm-hmm. that you need to be the person with the best and most frequent follow-up. You know, it's up to 16 impressions now minimum that the average sale takes to close. So, you know, most entrepreneurs can get a little bit frustrated or lose a little bit of the wind under their sails if they speak with a prospect, they sound really interested, they follow up with them a few times, and they just don't seem to budge. And mm-hmm. in today's world of getting thousands upon thousands of marketing messages, you have to know the numbers. You have to be tapped into how sales works, you know, numerically. And mm-hmm. and you have to be willing to execute that full process and execute it consistently if you want to see new clients closing consistently on a daily and weekly basis. So I would say know the numbers, mm-hmm. you know, do your follow-up, have a system to make sure that the follow-up is happening, and know that frequency is the most impactful metric that's going to determine your level of success initially in terms of closing clients.
Mm-hmm.
I know that was kind of a long tip, but I hope
that's a really good one. Really, really good
yeah.
one. Yes, definitely.
So the second thing I would say, Amy, is to pick up the phone. I cannot tell you, you know, my clients struggle with this so much and they resist it so much. And when I finally get them doing it, it unlocks incredible unparalleled growth in record time. And so many entrepreneurs resist it, and I know with email marketing and social media and everything online, everybody wants to hide behind their computer, and it's a lot more comfortable to send an email. But I promise you, you will stand out, and you will be the person that closes if you're just willing to pick up the phone and have a conversation, be a real person, and
mm-hmm.
engage with people. Just
right.
engage with people. You know, it doesn't have to be – I think when people think about making sales calls, they think about, you know, being a high-pressure salesperson or being aggressive or being annoying, and it's
mm-hmm.
not about that. It's about conversing with real people, and it's about being in touch and in tune with what your market's wants and needs are and providing
mm-hmm.
solutions for them. And ultimately, selling is all about serving.
Right.
It's all about serving. So I would say pick up the phone. That's my second big tip if you want to get to that next milestone in your business.
Right. And it's like you said, it's actually a good thing that just by picking up the phone, you can already stand out. You know, like back in the day,
mm-hmm.
that's how everybody was doing it, right? Cold calling. So, but now you can really think of it as connecting. And I love what you said. Selling is all about serving. And that's so true. So, yes,
mm-hmm.
pick up the phone. I hope everyone's taking notes right now. So the first one, in case you missed it, write it down, frequency and following up, right? So making sure that you're following up with those prospective clients and knowing your numbers. And the second one is picking up the phone. So, okay, so what would be the third one?
Oh, man, it's so hard to choose. I was sitting here thinking, I know. I'm like, what do I want to commit to? Because there's so many things I want to say. I would say, you know, charging what you're worth. So, you know, I would say 9 out of 10 clients that come to me, the very first thing that we do is rip apart their current pricing strategy and you know, up-level their pricing and their packages and, you know, get them charging what they're worth. Because, you know, the number one reason for entrepreneur burnout and a lot of reason why businesses fail is that the entrepreneurs, small business owners, are just simply not charging anywhere near what they can and should be and need to be in order to work a reasonable amount of hours and achieve, you know, a high level of success. I mean, most entrepreneurs, and this is a good exercise, you know, for the listeners to kind of think about, you know, most entrepreneurs, if you took the financial goal that they want to achieve, so you write down your financial goal that you want to achieve on a monthly basis, and then you figure out, you know, at your current pricing, how many hours would you need to work a week or a month? Given that, if you want to earn that amount, remember what we talked about at the beginning of the call, you're not going to be spending all of the hours that you're working, servicing, making money, getting paid. A lot of the hours that you're working, you're going to be marketing and doing operations and managing people and, you know, so many other things. So, you know, if you map out the amount of hours that you need to work at your current pricing structure in order to earn the income that you're trying to achieve, you know, for most people, those two dots just don't connect.
Right.
And until you get those two things in alignment, there's really no point in having a business because you're going to be working harder for less money than you did when you had a job.
Right, exactly. And sometimes they don't factor in the growth and the net revenue, right? So so thinking about things like taxes and hard costs for hiring, you know, contractors, or even if you're still just doing everything on your own, there's probably things that you're subscribing to on a monthly basis, whether it's, you know, Aweber or Constant, you know, there's all these online accounts that we all have that sometimes we'll sign on to, and then it's on a recurring payment. We kind of forget about it. So it's really good to, like you said, know your numbers so you know what is actually coming in and where everything is going and what amount is coming in for you for your income. And so I think that this is a huge one to charge what you're worth and really know your numbers. I'm just adding on to yours and to what you said earlier. Know your numbers.
Yeah. So yeah. No, really, I mean, good. That's exactly it. And, you know, and also I think it's very important to have, you know, realistic, attainable milestones leading up to the big goals and dreams that you have. You know, the reason I see most people giving up on their dreams is that they set the goal of the dream.
Right.
And you don't achieve the dream, right? So all a dream is it's a series of milestones. And the milestones are a series of mile markers. And the mile markers are a series of, you know, little flags along the way that comprise those, you know, small little steps that lead up to that mile marker. And so you have to be real and you have to set goals that are attainable. Yes, stretch yourself, but that dream has to be broken down into the realistic steps that are going to comprise that journey, you know, so really knowing, and just like you said, in terms of, you know, when you're setting your financial goals, for example, you know, your goal for your business can't be to get to, you know, where you pay the bills, because that won't cover your ability to run the business, pay your taxes, pay your employees, pay for health insurance. There's so many other factors. So, you know, set those milestones along the way building up to that ultimate goal. And, you know, celebrate those successes along the way and recognize and have gratitude for each and every new client that you bring in, because, you know, that gratitude and that appreciation for what you have now is what's going to allow you to begin attracting that next big client or that next, you know, new account that's going to lead you to the next mile marker on your journey.
Oh, that is so good. So we're going to let you have 4 because that's so good to celebrate along the way. That is a big one. And you know what? I feel like I myself personally am meant to hear that from you, because I'm one of those people who will just go, 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 and I won't always pause and celebrate. And Mm-hmm. So many cool things are happening. And so so everyone should write that down and actually do it and decide what that means to you, you know, what kind of celebration, whether it's, I don't know for you ladies, but for me it's about getting a massage or a pedicure, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Or just acknowledging that, wow, you know, this is something I set up to do this year and it's already happened and that's really exciting. So just take a moment, maybe journal about it. It's great.
Love
well,
it.
Kelly, this has been so great. I feel like we could talk for hours, but I would love to know, is there anything else you would like to share before we wrap up our interview with you today?
Sure. Well, thank you so much again, Amy, for having me. I would say I absolutely love connecting with passionate entrepreneurs that are serious about making their dreams come true and want to follow, you know, the strategies and put in place systems to make it happen. And
mm-hmm.
I offer a free strategy session. It's a 30-minute breakthrough session where we're going to work on your fastest path to getting to the next mile marker in your business. And so I would love to offer that to anybody listening that would like to connect with me. And you can just go to KellyRoachCoaching.com/start. That's KellyRoachCoaching.com/start. And you can apply for your session there. And a member of my team will be in touch right away and we'll go ahead and get you scheduled.
Perfect. Oh, that's such a generous gift. Thank you so much for sharing that. And we will make sure that that link is on Kelly's speakers page. So definitely, if you are ready to take your business to that next milestone, I highly encourage you to check out that link and get in touch with her team members. So thank you. That is really, really wonderful of you.
You got it.
Yeah, and thank you again for being a special guest speaker for Miracle Business Breakthrough, and we do hope you'll come back and join us in the future. It's been so great, and I hope everyone has taken some good notes. I know I have, so that has been fantastic. So, Kelly, again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And to those of you who are listening to our series, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I empower you to break free and turn your small business into your dream business. Take care.